mentioned that Neil Peart died, or Neil Peart, but he's pronounced it Peart from Rush, died last week. And nobody had him on the Deadpool because he kept his sickness, excuse me, his cancer, quiet. But a lot of people died in 2019, and the winner of the Craig Evans Deadpool from last year is Catheter Ice Cream. And just call you Kath, right?
Correct.
All right.
We were calling you Mr. Cream before, but he said Kath.
Well, you know, I feel like we're all friends here.
So. Feel free
it's
to
a
get
little
your...
less formal.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty laid back. Are you incognito, or can you say your real name? First name, at least.
My name's Jason.
Okay, Jason. Okay. Thank you, Jason, for checking in. And thanks for playing, by the way. Have you played every year?
You know, for probably the past 5-6 years or
Has
so.
It always been Catheter Ice Cream?
No.
What were some of the other names?
I'm also Slut Bunwalla.
I remember that one, yeah. Okay.
Which is an Eddie Izzard reference, if anybody's...
Is that what that was? Yeah, every time he said it, I didn't know exactly what it was.
He had this bit where he was, you know, going over, like, how did they come up with Engelbert Humperdinck's name?
Right, right.
And they was running through all these ridiculous, you know...
And he became a Slut Bunwalla. Okay,
yeah,
got it. Okay.
Stupid.
All right. And you were... That's what you were...
Because Catheter Ice Cream is the peak of intellectual.
Where did that come from?
Our show.
Yeah. You guys.
Yeah, that was a story.
They found a catheter in ice cream.
Okay.
I was disappointed to find out that it was not a urinary catheter, though. It was an IV catheter.
Oh, was it?
I was so disappointed.
To me, all I hear is urinary catheter when I hear that.
I mean, so it's disgusting either way, but there's a whole other level.
How close have you got to the top in the past?
Not very.
Top 10, top 20 maybe?
Maybe top 20 once or twice.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, all
but
right.
I was really surprised. Needless to say.
Yeah, you. I mean, did you have anybody at the end there to kick you over the top? How'd that work, Craig? Do you remember?
No.
I don't remember who the last hit was. It was.
But you stayed in. You were behind somebody until the last 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, I think we kind of traded back and forth, and
I forget who that was.
I got knocked off, and then I don't remember somebody.
You came back.
Somebody
were you
died.
Just lucky, or did you do your homework?
I was just lucky. I did. I mean, you do some homework, sure.
Yeah.
You know, you want to
keep a draft board.
Yeah. What does that involve?
This past couple of years, yeah, I have actually kept a draft board, and I feel like a ghoul the whole time. I actually had a list on my phone, and I'm like, oh, that guy, oh, well, he's gone, you know.
Now, we've had people that have done this before and won where their spouses are not happy with them, thinking it's kind of sick that you're involved with
it. Yeah, family, friends, chastise
them. If you have a wife, is she happy you won?
I'm a married guy. My wife, I wouldn't say she's... really surprised after 25 years.
She knows me.
She knows my sense of humor. Right. And I think she was mildly horrified the first time I told her about it. My kids are kind of
that's a thing.
Like
mildly horrified.
How old are your kids? How old are your kids?
My kids are 19 and 16.
Okay, so they're teenagers.
About your kids.
Okay,
age.
Got
Will,
it. Yeah.
The plaque be displayed or in a closet somewhere?
No. It's going in my office. I got a home office. It's going in the office at home.
And excellent.
A place of honor.
It is a place of honor. There's only been there's only 11 of these.
Oh, wow. It's a nice
one. Aren't these
too.
Only 11 that exist?
I thought maybe just.
Yes.
I think maybe 12. This might be the 12th.
12th year in a row. Now, do you have any hits in the new year at all?
I'm 0 for right now.
Oh, so you're not holding up your end right
now. I totally dropped it on David Stern. he did not get on my draft board.
Disappointed.
Already.
Yeah, and that's just a mistake because it happened at the end of the year. And even at the end of the year, they were saying that the family was gathering.
Yeah. That's what Craig, that's music to Craig's ears, by the way, the family was
gathering. No, I hate to hear that.
No, you don't.
I do. However, if he's going to die... I may as well have him on my list.
But Craig, you have a Google alert set up for the family is gathering.
Yeah. I should.
Yeah. Now, not to give away anything to the competition, but are there certain publications, certain websites that you read on a regular basis just to put things on your draft list?
You know, I quite honestly know. It's just kind of a stream of consciousness thing. Like, I literally have a thing in my phone, and I kept a list.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's sick. this guy, and it's just because I have the memory of a goldfish. I have to keep it written down somewhere.
I would assume that Craig's Deadpool alerts are a help.
Yes, very helpful.
All right.
But generally, that's only, hey, somebody's really old.
But you always say that Deadpool alert, sometimes old, somebody's announced or sick, somebody's not being seen in public. You mentioned those.
Those are very helpful. Yeah. It's like, it'll be in the background, I'll hear the words draft board, and I'll go, go back one.
And of course, when you give the Deadpool alert, they can't put it on until the next round. But oftentimes,
right, so you have to write it down.
Yeah, it takes people 8 or 9 months to pass away after.
It's a long season, though. Mm-hmm. Even though there's two hits already, the winner's got the leader this year's got two hits already. Right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who is? Oh, that's Craig. Craig's winning. Yeah, but Catheter Ice Cream can take you because we haven't had a repeat winner yet.
Right,
not even a repeat winner, and not in this back to back.
No, we had one.
No, yeah, we've had repeat winner, but not under the same
name.
Screen name.
Was it? Eat a Burger and Die? He won twice?
I think it might have been him. I think Hopeful Scientist won twice.
But that is Eat a Burger and Die.
No,
it's not.
That was a different guy.
Oh, that's right.
That was a different guy, but it wasn't back-to-back.
But you're still Catheter Ice Cream, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, it's a good name now. Yeah. Plus, it's a championship name.
You can't walk away from it.
Yeah, it's a legacy now.
It's a legacy.
But only one two-time champion, so there's no dynasty when it comes to the Death Pool.
No.
It's a tough game.
You got to start somewhere, Tom.
Yeah.
You do.
But, it's a tough game to win, And you brought presents, which you didn't have to do. What'd you bring us?
Just doing my bit to wreck your liver.
Yes. Dude, we need help with that.
I was informed. I know you guys like vodka.
Yes.
So I brought some Chopin potato vodka.
Potato. And get ready. Oh, hang on here. Did you fix this, Puss?
No, but you can use the original.
Oh, I got to find it then.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're taking out, because the little girl everybody was really getting, starting to like her. And I still want to bring her back so you guys don't get so mad at me all the time.
Thank you.
But
that's much cuter.
Yeah, it is cute.
She does kind of buffer things.
Yeah, she does.
Just kind of take the annoyance out of the bit.
Well, though. I'm bringing back the annoyingness right there.
Now the goose is on the table.
Grey goose.
And some Grey Goose for you.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's very nice.
Even labeled.
I appreciate that.
That Grey Goose is going on my table.
Yeah. What's the other kind of vodka? Oh, the potato.
It's a potato. I'll try that. You get the potato.
I've had that. It's really good.
Yeah, it's a nice Polish potato vodka.
Potato.
I can't say that word now. I just want you to know that.
I can't.
Hey, honey, I'm going to make some mashed potatoes for dinner.
I hate it, too.
Can she roll her eyes hard enough when you do that?
Not unlike certain other guys' wives, she doesn't think I'm funny. So,
yeah. Especially if they don't know what is going on, either.
It's just all random nonsense.
Here's your plaque.
So here you go. Here's your plaque, Nick.
2019.
Pass over the plaque to Catheter Ice
Cream. I was nervous. I didn't want to drop it.
No, you don't.
I will treasure this forever, boys.
Well, thank you.
Well, and
we got to put him. We got to get a picture too.
That's up to him. If he wants his image.
Well, that's why you can at least get the picture of the plaque. You can put his image with it if he wants.
Maybe he wants the black bar over his eyes before we put it on the Facebook.
Well, you could just
hold it. I know I do.
Or just hold the plaque in front of his face.
That'd be a good idea.
There you go.
It's up to you, man. You want to be shown. Wear it loud and proud. Yeah. Do you employ? Do you work at home? Do you have a place of business that you're around a lot of people without giving it up?
I'm working a sales job.
Okay, got it.
So people might respect you?
Well...
But that would not be in your sales office, right? That'll be at home?
Yeah, because my primary office is at home.
Okay. All right.
And it's a nice big one, too.
It is nice.
Hang it on the wall.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Oh, yeah.
That is what it's for.
Let me see if it's got a little notch in the back. If it's suitable for hanging.
Oh, yeah, it's fitted for hanging.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What catheter have, 6 or 7 hits?
Yes.
Six.
Was it six? Okay.
Six.
All right.
The record is 7. We've gone there 3 times, and we didn't get there this year.
How many lists you got this year? 2 or 3? Or one or three?
I've got 3 lists.
3 lists, okay. Who'd you wheel? Douglas and...
Wheel or Box, any?
Who? Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
That dude's Highlander right now.
Yeah, right. He keeps injuring his head, too.
I know.
Trebek. God, I'll miss him. I love that guy.
I know you do. He's not dead yet.
Well, no, I mean...
he's the worst. Craig, you bring out the worst in people, Craig.
I don't know. That can't be right.
I actually uttered the phrase when explaining this to my mother-in-law, who's a very good person and does not get any of this at all. I said, I don't want these people to die.
Yeah. Oh, you
actually said that. I'll have you know, Craig.
Craig's crap?
Yes.
That's true.
It is true. I don't want him to die. I love these people.
You just said I'm going to miss Trebek. That means you know he's going to die.
Well, we're all
going
to die.
We're all going to.
Oh, God. You are just infested.
Oh, Tyler.
What?
Who's he got? He's got Catherine Deneuve on here on one of his lists.
Yeah, well, she's pretty old, right? Well, she's sick.
Oh, yeah, she is sick.
Okay.
and Peter Angelos and Diana Carey. I'm not familiar with them.
He's just an old Hollywood star.
There you go.
Norman Lloyd, I know him.
Yeah.
You know him.
He's still alive?
He is.
He's got to be 100, that's right?
Definitely. He's 105.
I could say
that's a safety pick right there.
Yeah. I forgot to put him on my list.
105.
Bob Gibson, Pierre Cardin.
By the way, Bob Gibson. Bob lives in Omaha. Is he okay?
Local legend.
Pancreatic cancer.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Prince Philip, Bob Dole, Harry Reid, Jimmy Carter, Arlene Dahl. Is that an old?
Yeah. She's an old actress, singer.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Pat
Harry
Boone.
Harry Reid's sick?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Pat Boone, Glynis Johns, Jackie Stallone.
Jackie Stallone is sick?
Oh, yeah. She's been not been doing well for a long time.
All right.
Little Richard, Jim Kelly, O.J. Briggins.
Jim Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
He keeps getting cancer.
He
doesn't have a jaw anymore.
I know. There's some around Thanksgiving, they were like, yeah, he's got this thing, and they're not going to be able to operate.
Man. He's worse than you, Craig.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he's a champion.
I don't have a spreadsheet. What was you guys were talking about? Some dude has a spreadsheet.
Yeah,
we do. Eat a burger and die.
Eat a burger has a spreadsheet. Yeah. It's crazy. It's
unbelievable.
Steve Gleason, Aaron Carter. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You got Billy Graham on your list. How the hell can you do that?
It's Billy Superstar Graham.
Oh, Superstar. Oh. All right. That's right.
The funny thing is, after I put that in there, I read it, and I'm like, wait, Billy Graham? He's already dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that you mentioned Aaron Carter. Because he's drugs, right?
Yeah.
And he's young. That'd be a lot of points. Yeah.
That guy's a trainer.
Adams.
Eat a burger and die. Had a name for that category. Yeah.
Life's Little Tragedy.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, good pick. And Katherine Jackson.
Oh, because Joe's gone, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They didn't get along anyway. But, you know, there's not much left of her. Regis, Olivia de Havilland, Bob Barker, Daniel Hernandez.
But I want to ask Catheter, is Regis, by the way, just not in sight because he's retired, or is he sick? You hearing something?
He's just old.
Okay, I know. Okay.
But you haven't heard of any illness.
Yeah, he has. No, I haven't. Nothing specific.
Okay, all right. Nothing specific. Jason, a.k.a. Ida. Not eat a burger. Catheter Ice Cream is with us this morning. Yeah, you can hang out. We can hang out the rest of the set and see how the show works. This is it. This is how it works.
Yeah, that's about it. Right. We'll
congratulations, though, man.
Well, congrats.
Now, Craig, you are turning these guys, all these dudes, man.
Look, at least this guy is honest. He's a decent guy.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't want anyone to die.
I know that. I'm not buying that, though.
I do.
Yeah. Do you go, yes, when you get a hit?
No.
He does.
No.
Yes, he does.
I have.
it's usually more of a, that's not really surprising. Or, you know.
Sometimes it's not audible. He will just raise his hands, as in, you know, give the international symbol for touchdown.
We used to be at the last station we were at, the last building we were at, Craig, our office was a lot closer to this room. Now it's down the hall, so you can't hear Craig. He's behind a tomb. But that one, we just hear, yes!
No, or the opposite. You'd hear,
oh! Oh, yeah. around the corner in the office, and we knew exactly what he was talking about.
Exactly what happened.
He didn't have him.
So now, you're in the tomb, you could be doing that. We don't know.
Right.
Yeah. I know you're still doing it.
Yeah, now I'm just crying about everybody that dies. Very, 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 very sad.
Nobody buys this crap.
No.
It does subtly change a little bit. I hate to say this, but when it came over the wires that David Stern had died on New Year's Day, I was like, oh, crap, I don't have him.
Yeah. That depressed you more that you didn't have him.
And then it's like, oh, God, I'm going to hell. You know, just, I mean, I probably am anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Right. You were sad for his family and his friends and yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it compounds the tragedy.
Yeah. It really does.